Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, the president of the EU says that there must be more censorship in Europe. Of course they need more censorship, because women are losing their monopoly and men are using the internet to figure out female nature. How much you want to bet that they'll censor red pill content next? Women like this probably believe that if only they can prevent men from learning about how the state and women manipulate us, we'll go back to the plantation. She is sorely mistaken. The EU is prioritizing a crackdown on VPNs before border security. Up next, here's another idiot in the United States trying to get elected as the mayor of Washington, D.C. by promising a $50 an hour minimum wage, rent cap, free healthcare, and public transport. Who's going to pay for that? The rich, of course. Unless they leave and then the women and the poor voting for this clown or candidate get nothing. And apparently rumor has it that this candidate is the most rational of the Democrat ones. Number three, is it true that if you're 30 to 35 and still not married, that you've successfully dodged your first divorce? If you're a man and hit 40, your odds of getting married drop down to only 10%. And those were the stats from 20 years ago. Today it's probably closer to between 5 and 0%. By the time you get to 50, you should hopefully have a paid-off place and be ready for retirement. But if you were married, you'd be working your way into an early grave so you don't lose your house to an ungrateful wife. Moving on, don't be like this dude. It looks like he's gonna get wrecked unless he keeps it strictly pay-to-play and he role-plays as her daddy or something. He's in his financial prime and she's in her physical prime. Maybe this is the way that nature intended things. People in the comment section below this say that it looks like Scottsdale, and the place is a capital for sugar baby, sugar daddy relationships. The only people not happy about this are single cat ladies his own age. Number five, imagine being China or India not figuring out that there's a massive continent at the bottom ready to plunder. Australia. And it was some snooty English dudes that grabbed it up instead. To be fair though, China always tended to stick to its own territory. If they wanted to expand, then they never would have built the Great Wall. As for India, supposedly the Australian Aborigines and them share a common ancestor from 50,000 years ago. As for Australia, it was nearly impossible to settle before because of poor soil, which led to near starvation. Up next, this putz is buying Star Wars Episode 1 toys the day they were released in 1999. What a moron. I have a bank full of those I bought for 40 bucks total at a dollar each, and they're probably worthless. I just checked and they're actually worth something, as I kept them all sealed. I'm quite shocked. Shocked, I tell you. Maybe it's time to sell them and take all that money and buy some vintage sealed one from the 80s, or some Thundercats or reboot action figures. Number 7, Charlize, her womb is bare, and Theron says that her kids won't actually get a free ride in Hollywood, and that they need to earn what they get. She's lying because you know she's probably already paying for their gender reassignment surgery. Jackson and August were both born boys, but somehow they knew that they were really girls at the age of 3. She's a multimillionaire and adopted them. They automatically get a free ride in Hollywood. Who is she kidding? At least they look happy. Moving on, the Hudson's Bay Company at one time was the largest landowner in Canada, with 5% ownership of the Earth's surface. And now it's been reduced to a cheap merchandise kiosk at your local Canadian Tire or Crappy Tire, like we call it up here. This is a symbol as to how pathetic Canada's become. I'm excited for the day when Zellers kiosks pop up inside the Bea kiosks. Whoever created this, I hope they don't forget to add Made in China at the bottom. Number 9, here's the sister of some famous TikTok star, Noah Beck. She's a former high school teacher and was fired for grooming and sexual misconduct. The kid she touched definitely wasn't one of the lucky ones simply by looking at her thighs. She's 27, but to me she looks like she's 37. She gave a 17-year-old football player gifts and joked about being his sugar mama in exchange for bedroom fun. Maybe her rich TikTok brother can support her now that she's a sex offender. Up next, this guy says that inflation is out of hand because he took his kids to a ball game and it was $280. I'm sorry about your kids' drinking problem because they need to get themselves under control if they're drinking 17 Coors Light at the big game. Next time to save money, how about getting your 3 kids to each smuggle in 3 cans of Coors. That way you can put them to work. But seriously, I too would probably need 17 Coors Lights to get through a Tigers game. Number 11, corporations wouldn't give their employees pizza as a reward for a good job if it didn't work. They say that employees feel better getting some pizza instead of even a promotion or bonus pay. And it seems to be used as a strategy to convince them to not form a union. I know the correlation doesn't always equal causation, but I find it suspicious that unions dramatically declined once bosses started handing out pizza to their employees. Moving on, now that Spirit Airways has filed for bankruptcy, people are saying this is the only person who can actually save them. I would agree, but unfortunately, you can only put her on one plane at a time. And I don't know about you, but I didn't even know that Spirit Airways even existed until they went broke. Maybe that's why it happened, because they didn't promote themselves enough. Maybe Sweeney here can still rescue the brand by renaming it Sweeney Airlines or something. Number 13, remember the good old days of gaming 25 years ago when there were no accounts, logins, or patches. It was just pure gameplay. I still have a PS2 and I used to play GameCube, but I never played Xbox or Dreamcast. And I miss the days when you could get physical games, media, manuals, and boxes. Today you pay for nothing but monthly access. The first time I did that was when I played World of Warcraft. I was an adult during this era. My childhood era was NES and Genesis. Up next, someone was spotted in Toronto with one of these imported Chinese vehicles. I hope the batteries don't explode on him if a Jeep hits his vehicle. Wouldn't it be funny if the owner tried driving this into the United States and was denied entry? Now that would be a riot. The US wants to ban them, but they're already in El Paso, so there's even a dealership on the other side of the border selling them. Imagine what happens when Americans come to Canada to buy banned Chinese cars. What a time to be alive. Number 15, and speaking of Canada, the wheels are flying off the country. Literally. As the debt hits $2.5 trillion, and the last time it was as bad was during the 90s debt crisis. Carney has made Trudeau look like a fiscal conservative at this point. The boomers are spending the night away, and they're trying to pass down the bill to future generations. At this point, the only plan for smart young people is to walk away from this titanic of a country. Moving on, remember everyone that no other country has more poorly shaped women than India. This is an average because I've met some smoking hot ones before. But most are fat because they don't eat protein and eat tons of sweets and other carbohydrates. But would you look at that? The Latinas have entered the chat. But I'd rather date a portly looking Latina instead of an Indian any day. But the worst shaped women look like they're definitely from Peru. Number 17, check out Eminem's ex-wife, Kim Mathers, in her latest mugshot where she crashed into a parked car and it flew up into the air. And what's going on below her eyes? Is that the windshield or steering wheel impact from the collision or something? Either that or it looks like someone asked her twice. Plot twist though, it looks to me like she's the real Slim Shady after all. Either that or she's Ellen DeGeneres' twin sister. Up next, here's the list of highest grossing films of the 1980s. Looks like Spielberg is the king by directing four of the number one films. And he also helped with Back to the Future and consulted for his friend George Lucas on the Star Wars films. Not to mention Lucas was also involved in five of these projects. The only thing I can't believe here is that Indiana Jones beat Batman. And also can't believe that Rain Man was the highest grossing film of 1988. Number 19, what the hell's going on in Japan with their first imam, Yusaki Fujitani? Is he a traitor to his people and his ancestors? Or is this the future? He could also be a useful idiot for the Muslim cause. He says that he just read the Quran when he never met a single Muslim before, and he just accepted Islam. Muslims need insiders to help spread their message. It's going to be interesting seeing him trying to grow a beard like this ideology asks him to. Moving on, they say that tiny microplastics have been visualized inside the human brain. I guess it was a bad idea for me to chew on all that Lego as a kid. Maybe that's a good thing because I thought all that plastic in my balls would start to feel lonely. Odds are some of us have roughly a spoon's worth of microplastics inside of us, and we have no idea. Remember that inside of us is all a little bit of Barbie. Number 21, is it true that most people were conquered by the church of woke and inflation without them even firing a single shot? This looks pretty correct, but it makes me wonder what the hell happened in the 2020s. Did all those microplastics turn everyone gay or something? I'm also thinking that the 2030s are probably going to be looking something like this. I'm sure it won't be all that bad so long as there's a heated communal shower on site. Up next, enough people signed the petition in Alberta for it to have an independence referendum. Looks like Canada is about to face some good times ahead if Alberta votes for and wins independence. It's going to be interesting to see what the rightful owner of Canada, Prince Charles, is going to do about this. Is he going to go all 1776 on that province, or just let it leave and join America? If Alberta leaves, then other provinces will leave, and join the United States. Donald Trump will get Canada without even having to fire shots. Number 23, here's another one of those graphics that looks like a news story, but who knows if it even is. Because it's saying the more you hang out with your mom, the longer she's going to live. What is that? Is mom some kind of life force or attention vampire? Many mothers tend to make your blood boil, and when they do, you can see the smile in their eyes, as they make you anxious or angry, and that makes them happy because it proves that you still love them enough to let them get to you. Moving on, the Wall Street Journal is wondering what's going to happen to Europeans when they find out how poor they are. Nothing, because it's happened slowly and they've been sedated by their digital devices. If the UK was in the United States, economically it would be 51st after Mississippi and Alabama, with regards to prosperity. Also, Europeans have other things that add quality of life like historic town centers, decent public transit, and better social welfare safety nets than the United States. In part, that's why they're poor, because their taxes need to pay for all that. Number 25 and the last one, northwest of Toronto, is the city of Brampton, or Bramladesh, as many Canadians have christened it, because of its massive South Asian population, i.e. Indians. In 1990, it was 90% white, and today it's only 20% white. That's only 36 years. It's probably closer to 15% now because this was taken in 2021. There's even talk there that Brampton should become an official colony of India. Technically, it already is. It's also the mortgage fraud capital of Canada. Gee, I wonder why. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.